Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Polling is underway for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. NDA allies describe Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to US as remarkable and trend-setting. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh during next 3 days. Sri Lankan President dissolves Parliament. Fresh parliamentary polls to take place on 14th November. Top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Kobaisi killed in Israeli airstrike in Lebanese capital Beirut. And in football, India beats Maldives 3-0 in SAF Under-17 championships in Thimphu. Polling is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The voting, which began at 7 this morning, will end at 6 p.m. Polling is taking place for 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts. These districts are Riasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region and Srinagar, Bargam and Gandharbal in the Kashmir Valley. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. All 3,502 polling stations have webcasting facilities as part of the Election Commission's efforts to ensure transparency. We now go over live to our correspondent Sunil Kaul in Srinagar for the latest update on polling. Sunil, how is polling progressing in Jammu and Kashmir?
Yes, Naresh, good morning. In today's phase, the voting, which has begun at 7 this morning, the voters have seen thronging towards the polling stations in great numbers, Naresh. They are very enthusiastic to exercise their right to franchise this time. Naresh, if I just give you an overview of today's polling, I would like to inform you that more than 25,78,000 voters will be casting their vote today in this festival of democracy. As regards the security and other arrangements, Naresh, these are quite adequate. Additional security personnel have been deputed in the poll-bound areas of J&K to ensure smooth and incident-free polling today. Additionally, I would like to inform you, Naresh, that all the 3,502 polling stations have been attached with 100% webcasting facility. So with this, I could just anticipate that a record voting percentage will be recorded today. It would be just recorded in comparison to what was recorded in the previous phase on 18th of September, Naresh, in the first phase.
Thank you, Sunil, for that update.
Thank you.
Assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on September the 18th, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on October the 1st. Counting of votes will take place on October the 8th. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address 2 election rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. A party leader informed that Mr. Gandhi will first interact with professionals and then address a rally at JK Resort ground. Campaigning has picked up for the Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Gohana in Sonipat district today. Through this rally, the BJP will try to woo the voters of 22 assembly constituencies falling in Sonipat, Rohtak and Panipat districts. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the people of Haryana have made up their minds to ensure a landslide victory for the BJP. He noted that the atmosphere is filled with enthusiasm and excitement in celebration of democracy. Mr. Modi conveyed his belief that the BJP would be fortunate to receive the blessings of the people at the rally. Voting for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on 5th October and votes will be counted on October the 8th. Union ministers and various NDA leaders have described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 3-day visit to the US as remarkable and trend-setting. Home Minister Amit Shah said that the visit further fortifies the Modi doctrine of diplomacy, which over the last 10 years has propelled Bharat to the role of a global change-maker, leading through examples in sustainable development. Mr. Shah also said that the successful Quad Summit, the Modi and US mega community event, and the UN Summit of the Future reflect his unmatched popularity across the globe. He added that the leadership of Prime Minister Modi has not only enhanced Bharat's stature as a nation, but also as one that every country accepts as a partner in the upliftment of humanity. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said that Prime Minister Modi's US visit has been important and substantial in terms of scale and outcomes. He said in about 55 hours, Prime Minister Modi covered various topics, thus ensuring important deliverables for India and the world. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU leader Nitish Kumar said that the people of Bihar are excited about the announcements made during Mr. Modi's visit and the new opportunities arising from them. He also said that the decisions taken between the two countries will increase investment in cutting-edge technology and open new avenues of development. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and TDP leader N. Chandrababu Naidu said that Mr. Modi has strengthened India's position in the Committee of Nations and has unarguably emerged as a tall world leader, bringing communities and countries together. Mr. Naidu said Mr. Modi's address to the United Nations stands as testimony to the importance world leaders associate with India and the significance of the role we are poised to play on the global stage in the coming years. Union Minister and JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy said that during his visit, Mr. Modi dealt with various matters, including atomic energy, cervical cancer vaccine, semiconductors, AI, Indo-Pacific economic framework, recovery of our cultural heritage, and a host of other topics. Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde said that Prime Minister's US visit has shown once again as to why he is a global statesman and trendsetter par excellence. Mr. Shinde also hailed Mr. Modi's engagement with tech and business leaders. The Union Minister and Hum S leader Jitan Ram Manjhi said Mr. Modi held important bilateral meetings during his visit, which will be of great help for the progress of India. The Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan termed Prime Minister's US visit as a milestone for nation's development and global diplomacy. He said that Mr. Modi, while understanding the aspirations of 140 crore Indians, delivered a message of peace and cooperation at the UNGA. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees with a focus on infrastructure, farmers, middle class, women and youth. Our correspondent reports that several steps have been taken by the Narendra Modi government to empower and give wings to the Yuva Shakti of the country.
During the first 100 days of the third term, central government announced 2 lakh crore rupees under the Prime Minister's package to enhance skills and generate employment. This move is going to benefit more than 4 crore youth of the country. Center implemented Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act to prevent paper leak and ensure transparency in recruitments. The Modi 3.0 government approved the Vigyan Dhara scheme with an outlay of 10,600 crore rupees. The scheme will strengthen the science, technology and innovation ecosystem in the country. During the period, government has launched Madak Padarth Nishedh Asuchna Kendra, Manas Helpline 1933, where citizens can seek advice on de-addiction and report drug trafficking, contributing to Nasha Mukt Bharat. In the first budget of the third term, the Modi government increased capital expenditure to 11.11 lakh crore rupees to further job creation among various sectors. In the first 100 days, 15,000 appointment letters were issued to youth across central ministries and departments. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the Konkan region, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh till Saturday. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall today in coastal and interior Karnataka and Vidarbha. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The Rajasthan government has cancelled the leave of doctors and medical staff in view of the increasing cases of seasonal illnesses in the state. The state government has asked to operate dedicated OPDs in the leading medical institutions for seasonal diseases. The government has also instructed to deploy rapid response teams to provide examination and treatment to serious patients of malaria, chikungunya and scrub typhus. More from our correspondent.
The state has received record-breaking rainfall this year, due to which a large number of viral dengue and chikungunya cases are being reported in villages and cities. Udaipur, Bikaner, Jaipur, Dausa and Kota districts are the most affected by dengue, while cases of scrub typhus are being reported more in Rajsamand, Jaipur, Chittorgarh and Udaipur districts. The number of malaria and chikungunya patients is increasing in many districts. However, the health department claims that the control over seasonal diseases in the state this time is better compared to the last year. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Sri Lankan President Anuradha Dissanayake dissolved the parliament late last night. Fresh parliamentary polls will be held on the 14th of November this year. More from our correspondent.
Days after completion of presidential elections in Sri Lanka, the island nation now heads towards parliamentary elections. A gazette notification was issued last night by the president Anuradha Dissanayake to dissolve the 225-member parliament. The elections will be held on 14th of November this year, for which nominations will be received between 4th and 11th October. Mr. Dissanayake's National People's Power has only 3 members in the current legislature, 2 of whom are part of his cabinet, including Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. Akashwani News, Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, Colombo.
Top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Kobesi has been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon's capital Beirut. The Israel Defense Forces IDF has confirmed that it killed the commander of Hezbollah's missiles and rocket force in an airstrike. The IDF struck the Hezbollah-controlled area of Beirut for a second consecutive day after mounting a new wave of airstrikes in Lebanon. Lebanon is witnessing its largest wave of displacement since the 2006 war. Israeli airstrikes against Hezbollah targets have forced over 20,000 people to seek shelter in schools and other designated public centers. More from our correspondent.
According to Interior Minister Basam Maulavi, the number of people who have fled their homes and taken refuge in these shelters have surged since Israel widened its air campaign against Hezbollah on Monday. The Israeli army has reported dropping around 2,000 weapons on approximately 1,500 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon so far. In response, Hezbollah had fired more than 220 rockets towards Israel on Tuesday alone, making the largest daily number of rocket attacks since the conflict began a year ago. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
And now in sports news, in SAF Under-17 Football Championship, India defeated Maldives 3-0 in the final Group A match at Chunglemithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan yesterday. After Sangtan Ahong Shengbam gave India the lead in the 14th minute, Hemne Chung Lung Kim scored in the 74th and 89th minutes and sealed the win for the team. Defending champions India, who already qualified for the semi-finals, have finished as the Group A topper with 6 points. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Naresh. Zelensky meets Modi in US, expresses gratitude for efforts towards peace, is a front-page headline in The Hindu. Stories about permission to prosecute the Karnataka CM continue to hog the space on front pages of all dailies. H.C. Clare's governor's nod to probe CM in land case, says Hindustan Times. Trouble for Karnataka CM as H.C. OK's graft probe, writes The Pioneer. A headline in the Tribune says, total fraud. SC junks Punjab's appeal on NRI quota expansion, saying that the Supreme Court has dismissed the Punjab government's petition against a High Court verdict, quashing its decision to expand the definition of NRI quota for admissions in undergraduate medical courses. And finally, under the headline, end of an era, the Statesman writes that Kolkata's heritage trams have stopped commercial services from today, adding that Kolkata was the first city to introduce trams in 1874. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling is underway for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. NDA allies describe Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to US as remarkable and trend-setting. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh during next 3 days. Sri Lankan president dissolves parliament. Fresh parliamentary polls to take place on 14th November. Top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Kobesi killed an Israeli airstrike in Lebanese capital Beirut. And in football, India beat Maldives 3-0 in SAF Under-17 championships in Thimphu. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.